Good morning. I'm Jennifer Nations, your host for Waterful Wednesday. August is Water Quality Month, and it's also a time when Aggieland welcomes many new visitors and residents. Welcome and howdy. Now is a good time for a deep dive into our drinking water quality report also. By July 1st each year, water utilities issue consumer confidence reports, also known as drinking water quality reports. You can find College Station's annual water quality report at cstx.gov/waterreport, all one word. These reports serve as a sort of report card showing how your drinking water measures up to federal and state drinking water standards. Annual water quality reports are a critical source of information about your drinking water. Unfortunately, that's communicated in highly technical language, so let's translate. Anything other than hydrogen or oxygen in water is a, air quotes, contaminant. Just because something was detected doesn't mean your water isn't safe to drink. The sources of contaminants in the report include any possible source. Erosion of natural deposits is another way of saying naturally occurring, for example, the small amount of fluoride naturally occurring in College Station's drinking water. Other possible sources of fluoride include water additive to promote strong teeth and discharge from fertilizer and aluminum factories. If a contaminant is listed, how much is too much? This is where you compare the maximum contaminant levels with amount detected and look at the violation column. A no means whatever was detected was within allowable limits. A yes means a drinking water standard was violated, and the report also has to clearly explain the violation and what was done to correct it. Spoiler alert, College Station had no violations. If you don't understand something in your report, please reach out to me or your water utility if that's not College Station. Don't assume your water isn't safe to drink just because you don't like how it tastes or smells. Your water utility operators work daily to make sure your water is safe to drink. We're drinking it too. For an even deeper dive into water quality reports from all over the country, go to epa.gov/ccr. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and become a water geek.